It's podcast time, jump aboard. This podcast won a award from a site called The Poke. I don't know what that is. Breakfast XFM. It's Danny with Specs on XFM.
It's Danny.
It's Breakfast XFM.
It's Danny.
Yes, we are XFM.
Danny Wallace.
Okay, okay, okay. Podcast 38, podcast 38. Hello, Dave. I'm just walking in. Just about to do the podcast intro.
I'm glad I made it.
Yeah. It's podcast 38, Dave.
Yeah, I'm aware.
We've got Cast American Pie on it.
I'm a big fan.
Stuart Francis is on it.
Yeah.
Jamie Winston's on it. Miles Caine's on it. Rich Fulcher's on it.
Great.
Quizface is on it. And we talk again about Yvonne the Cow. We do that.
Oh, thank God.
So I'm just going to get Steve now to say all that and introduce the podcast.
Right, right, okay. So,
Here's the podcast!
Yes, we are XFM.
Danny Wallace!
Good morning, how are you? It is 6:31. This is the XFM Breakfast Show with me, Danny Wallace. Day one, Matthew.
Yes.
It's like the circle of life, isn't it, the XFM Breakfast Show?
Here we are again.
Here we are again.
Let's do this again.
Muggins and his nibs.
The big wheel keeps on turning.
Muggins, his nibs, and the other one.
Yeah.
that's great. That's already now... We've got our... Only sort of 8 months in, we've found our sort of team names.
That's
properly.
What we should call ourselves. You know, there's a poster for a radio station on the Tube that plays urban music that says The Joker, The Girl Next Door.
That's
well,
it.
That's we are...
Muggins, his nibs, and the other one.
The other one! Put that on your posters.
Yeah, and shove it.
XFM.
There is a certain level of excitement in the studio. Why? Because we've got not one, not two, but three bona fide A-list American movie stars. It's only Jason Biggs, Sean William Scott, and Eugene Levy, everybody.
Yeah.
Hello.
Yeah.
How are you?
Woo.
Eugene going crazy, bigging himself up. Sean joining in. Jason remaining silent.
Hello.
There he is. There was already some interesting power play in the studio there. I mean, the guys, they all seem really good friends, all like laughing and everything. But Eugene, slightly unhappy with the height of his chair.
I know. I don't know why. I can't seem to get up to the same height as my two young friends here.
Yeah. Welcome, guys. We're here to talk about American Pie Reunion, which is fantastic. This is a billion-dollar franchise, essentially. Can you imagine doing these sort of every 5-10 years for the rest of your lives?
Well,
I think that's a no. Well, I think the silence speaks volumes.
I would love to do them every 5 to 10 years. There would be fewer of them for me.
We could start with American Pie Retirement Village, something like that, and then move on.
We can see this going on. Yeah. You know, I mean, I don't know why we wouldn't want to see it going on.
Yeah, absolutely. Right? Sean, tell us about the new film.
It's hilarious.
Good
it's answer. Great. Good answer. Good answer. If you're a fan of the American Pie movies.
What if you're not?
Honestly, this movie, I mean, because we set out to make a great comedy, you know, and not to have it just be something that you're only going to like if you like the American Pie movies. And I think that, you know, whether if you're a fan or you're not, you're gonna have a laugh.
Yeah, it's great. And life has changed for the guys. Jason, you know, your character, you've got a baby now.
Yep.
He's got a baby. Problems in certain departments.
Yeah, well, you know, you know, on paper, you know, you think Jim has grown up, you know, he's married with a kid and to Michelle, of course, and, you know, he's a working professional, all the right things, you think, but very quickly you learn that one thing hasn't changed, and that is that he is still sexually frustrated, albeit for a different reason now, and when that happens, you know that Jim gets himself into some pretty ridiculous scenarios. So, a lot has changed, and a lot has not. At all.
And what about for you guys in the last few years? How has life changed? You know, as we're all getting older, aren't we? I mean, Sean, I mean, how's life changed for you in the past few years?
A lot.
Okay.
I don't know. I mean, it's constantly changing. But I mean, seriously, my life has completely changed since the first American Pie.
Yeah.
And so I still can't believe I'm in the movie business. But
it's great.
Yeah.
What a good business to be in.
Yeah.
And Eugene, how about for you? There's some great scenes in the film with you. Doing shots. Stifler asks you to maybe get involved with that side of things. Was that fun?
That was fun. Well, I mean, you know, when you get I get a chance to work with Stifler.
Yeah.
That was great.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, that's kind of fun. This movie, actually, they kind of got me out of the house. and you know, I get to go on a bit of a ride and I get to go to the party, let's put it that way.
Yeah, absolutely. There may even be a little bit of romance in there for you.
There may be romance, yeah. Depending on your definition of romance. But
take what I can get.
You know, it's pretty good. There's some nice surprises in there, which was certainly fun for me to do.
Yeah.
And I hope it's going to be fun for people to see.
It is. It already is. I can tell you that. X. FM. Status Quo are shooting a movie.
Wow.
It's a 90-minute action caper. Why are you saying, oh no, all of a sudden? It's an action caper.
A caper.
It's a romp.
Oh dear.
It's an action caper set in Fiji.
Unexpected.
The natural habitat for the status quo rockers. I imagine they'll be running around a lot. Quo's Francis Rossi, 62, said, the one thing Quo fans know is to expect the unexpected. That quote is always the most expected quote, isn't it?
Yeah,
when people are going, this is a bit random, isn't it? It's a bit weird. XFM. You know who Dave's hero is? Frank Turner.
Oh, yes, of course.
And Dave went to see Frank Turner Friday night.
Yeah, I did.
At Wembley Arena.
Best gig of my life.
You loved it. You had a great time. And you'd been sort of texting Frank, hadn't you, to arrange the interview that we did on Friday.
Well, we're mates. I've got his number.
Yeah, you are mates. And you have got his number. And I think you may have misused it.
Why?
Because Frank got in touch with me over...
No, really?
Over the weekend. Yeah. He got in touch with me. And he said, did you give Dave my number? And I was like, no, he got it, you know, he had it. And he's like, right. And then he went on in some detail in this interview, in this email, about that. Just saying, you know, is Dave all right? Is he, you know, is he one of us? That kind of thing. you know, should I be concerned about the attentions of this fan?
Really?
Is he cool, is what he's saying.
Yeah.
And attached to it was four audio files. Matt, listen to this.
Hey, Frank. Frank, it's Dave here from XFM. We were texting the other day. That last tune was a belter, mate. Well done. Lovely touch bringing your mum on stage. Really nice. Really nice indeed. Anyway, if you get a chance to give me a call in between two of your next tracks, that'd be great. Just wondering if we could maybe, you know, catch up after or go for a drink or I could come back to your hotel bar. Anyway, give me a call when you get this, Frank. Cheers, mate. Thanks, pal. Cheers, buddy. Speak to you soon. Bye. Bye.
Concerning. Very concerning.
We are the greatest goddamn radio station on the planet. XFM.
I'm proud to say our guests this morning, Jason Biggs, Sean William Scott and Eugene Levy.
Yeah. Woo!
American Pie reunion. Woo! Eugene enjoying the self-adulation there.
I love it.
We talked about all sorts while we're listening to Arctic Monkeys. We talked about Sir Cliff Richard at some point. We talked about some things we can't talk about on air. Some things we probably never will. And another, I mean, you saw Page 3 for the first time, a couple of you.
Yes.
I mean, Eugene's an old hand at this. You'd seen Page 3.
Why would you say I'm an old hand again?
As you sit on your
old hands?
As you sit on your miniature chair.
Yeah. I love Page 3.
Do you indeed?
It's why I come to London.
Right, you can get online. Sean, if you're not familiar with
it's
Page 3.
It's why I go online.
Could you read it to me?
Jason, well, yeah, I mean, it's more of a visual thing, but there is a little thing called News in Brief where you can get to know the girl in the picture. Jason, please.
Yeah, sure, it'd be my pleasure.
You see at the top there, top left, I think it is.
Oh, sorry, I'm just looking at her boobs. There's what, there's writing?
Yeah.
Where? Oh, okay, I see. Sorry, my eyes are back on the boobs. Hold on. Okay, got it. Katie is her name, 26, from Liverpool. Mm-hmm. News in briefs. Speaking of briefs, her panties are...
Keep your eyes up.
Okay. Katie was delighted to hear that Bolton star Fabrice Muamba had been discharged from hospital just under a month since he collapsed on the pitch. She said, quote, "This most welcome news reminded me of the wise teachings of Buddha, who memorably said, health is the greatest gift," end quote. Now,
Katie from Liverpool.
Liverpool, I have to say something about gifts.
Breakfast radio. That's all I'll say. Just two words.
Breakfast radio. Okay.
That's all I'm saying. Hey, what else have you guys been up to since you've been in London? I mean, I know you've basically just arrived. What do you enjoy doing in London, Eugene?
Page 3.
outside of page three.
Yeah. Not much.
Well, let me see. What do I do? We had the greatest day yesterday because we got to go on a double decker.
Right. Ooh, you set the bar quite low, haven't you, for experiences?
and I enjoyed that because it actually is an elevating experience compared to the chair I'm in.
Yeah, the miniaturized chair you've given me. Yeah.
So we were traveling around.
It is a bit like talking to a hand puppet on this chair, isn't it? It's like just being operated by Sean just next to
him. No, this is.
You would sell a lot as a hand puppet.
I would sell a lot as a hand puppet.
Strong look. Well, as a hand puppet, were you to ever go into that business?
Yeah.
I'm not suggesting you do. Stick with the movies. There's more money in it.
No. This is all good, and I appreciate the ridicule. I'm here
with an affectionate edge. With an affectionate edge.
No, this is the most fun that I've had in recent times.
Goodness, I'm pleased.
So we're traveling around London in this. It was a bit of a photo shoot, but actually we were seeing some unbelievable sights. And that little pointy building you've got?
the Shard. The Shard, yes.
Yeah, the Shard.
You're a fan of that?
Well, it was most fun because we were watching the window washers that were up near the pointy part of the Shard cleaning those windows.
That's the
thinking,
thing.
Boy, I wonder if they make kind of, double time when they're on the upper floors.
If I was doing that, I would shard in my pants.
You certainly would. And you're welcome to say that because it's a sort of a pun and therefore clever.
Yeah.
And we can get away with it.
Thank you.
Sean, what about London? What appeals to you from this place? This is the London Rep for Show.
Stringfellows.
Stringfellows, all right, straight onto that. You'll meet Katie, 26, from Liverpool there this very evening, I imagine. We are there's an Apprentice superfan, right? He's had a quote from the popular TV show tattooed to both arms. Not just one arm, both arms. And I like that. If you're going to do it twice. Because if there's one thing I hate, it's cautious carols.
Is that the quote?
No, it should be.
It should be, shouldn't it?
Guess what he's had? He said, why tell me the sky's the limit when there are footprints on the moon?
Oh, no.
That one, yeah.
It's the quotes from contestants as well.
Yeah, he might as well have had I'm single tattooed to his forehead. You know what I mean? Might as well have just done that and be done with it. Exciting news this morning, the big story, the thing we cut straight to. You'll remember, of course, Matt, that this being an issues-led breakfast broadcast, we covered the big story of Yvonne the German cow.
Yes.
Oh, some time ago, she escaped, didn't she? She managed to leg it. There was a big, whatever the equivalent of a manhunt is, a cow hunt.
Yeah.
They brought out psychics, they brought out confident 11-year-old boys, they brought out the George Clooney of the cow world, all to try and track down Yvonne. They even got her calf out and her sister. Remember that?
Yeah.
Got her sister out to try and rescue her.
We followed it the way through, didn't we?
Do you know what? This is how we followed it. A €10,000 reward is being offered in Germany for the safe return of a cow called Yvonne, who went on the run in May. She was due to be taken to the slaughterhouse. At the last second, she managed to leg it as word spread of this invincible cow. That's a bold claim. There had been a rule that went out saying that local hunters could shoot Yvonne on site, right? So that made everyone go a little bit crazy. All the stops are being pulled out to catch Yvonne alive. Last week, they enlisted the help of a bull called Ernst. Ernst has a very deep baritone moo, right, that will appeal to Yvonne, as well as a very manly musk. It's very much the Matt Dyson of the cow world. They've now called on an animal psychic. She said she's managed to contact Yvonne using telepathy. I spoke to her yesterday, and she said that she was fine, but didn't feel ready to come out of hiding. It's very much pulling out all the stops to catch Yvonne the cow, runaway cow, to be left in peace. That's a good thing.
They're leaving it.
The government is going to employ one man with a dart gun to just roam around the forests of Bavaria on the off chance of seeing this cow. So Yvonne the cow is safe. I mean,
brilliant.
I think we can finally put this story to bed, which is good. Well, let's hope it's not another twist. And there was no other twist. Yvonne is safe, but you might be wondering where that leaves us, Matt. We are now bereft of a campaign.
Yeah.
Until now. Exactly. Cut back to the future, which is now, or the present, whichever way you see it. We have a campaign now, because, as predicted by us first, Hollywood's got involved. They've gone, Yvonne the cow, this is too good a story to leave. So, in 2014, the story of Yvonne the cow, the XFM Breakfast Show cow, is going to be turned into an animated film. You know what they've called it? Cow on the Run.
Oh.
Rubbish. completely wasted opportunity. We've already had had nuns on the run.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
If anything is on the run, it does not get more exciting than a couple of nuns. So I don't know how they're trying to say, oh, a cow, that'll be exciting. No. There are other things to concentrate on here. Name this film, please, Dave.
I have two. What about Utter Siege?
Utter Siege, already? Fantastic.
Yeah. Or The Mugitive.
The Mugitive. Nice, yeah. Very nice also. Matt?
Cattle Los Angeles instead of Battle Los Angeles.
Okay, yes. Yeah. No, that's very good.
Or The Big Bovine Lebowski.
yeah, very good. Cattle Royale as well, you could
yes,
have.
Yes, Cattle Royale's good.
Also a hint towards hamburgers, isn't it?
Yeah.
Which is... A sad
yeah,
thing.
That's true, yeah.
An inconvenient hoof. All right. Don't look cow, but I don't look now. Desperately seeking Moosin. You'd have to change the name from Yvonne to Moosin, but I think it's worth it for the Madonna-based pun.
We are XFM.
Frank, it's Dave again. You really got the crowd going with that last track, mate. Well done. Anyway, you mustn't have got the message I left about 3 minutes ago, so I'm just giving you a quick call again. Wondering if you fancy catching up after the show. Excuse me, can everyone keep it down, please? I'm on the phone to Frank Turner. Sorry about that, Frank. Yeah, give me a call back as soon as you can, okay? Would be great to catch up after the show. Thanks, mate. Cheers, pal. Bye, buddy.
XFM.
You're with the XFM Breakfast Show. My name is Danny Wallace. And Matthew Dyson, if I were to say that I'm excited about this, I would be telling the truth.
Yeah.
Producer Dave, he's got a bit of a man crush on Frank Turner.
Mm.
I think it's fair to say that in the world of indie rock, yeah, my man crush would be in the form of this man here. Who is it?
It's the nicest man in indie.
Nicest man in indie.
Miles Kane.
Miles Kane is here!
Thank you, fellas.
Don't be intimidated by the sentences I've just said. I'm just resting my hand on your knee.
Yes.
It's a normal thing.
I've only got a...
Do please remember Breakfast Radio.
Yes.
Okay, I know I started this by
I'll go there if you want to go there.
I've only got myself to blame when we're talking about the sexual harassment of our guests, but I wasn't expecting that. Miles Kane, welcome to the important broadcast. Thanks for swinging by. How is it being Miles Kane at the moment?
It's very exciting.
Yeah,
you know, it's been
I can tell.
Yes. Get off it now. Give it a rest. when you said swing by, I was sort of thinking, we're going to
put your keys
in that bowl.
Yeah,
anyway, things are really good, it's exciting, and I've got this new single out called First of My Kind.
Which for me is the best thing that we're playing at the moment. I love it. It's big, it's exciting, it's kind of, it's fresh.
It does feel very fresh because it was only written at the back end of last year, and we did a lot of touring, and when we got back at the end of Jan, we wanted to put a new song out for this tour that we're doing now, rather than something that's off this record, wanted to put something new out there, sort of a bridge gap.
You've got an EP, like you said, coming out on Saturday for Record Store Day. First of My Kind is the first track on there. I'll ask you some questions based on the titles of these.
Right,
first one, First of My Kind. What can you do, right, Miles Kane, that no one else can? You've got a unique skill. Strange thing.
Well, yeah, I keep thinking
keep
of going back
clean.
To our earlier
clean.
Conversation now. Special thing.
Okay, that's all right. That's a good answer. I'll just write Miles Kane, very generic.
Yeah.
What about Night Runner? What do you do at night?
Oh, Night Runner, that's a song. That's the B-side of that. It was sort of ages ago, like about a guy, obviously at Night Run, but he was like a ninja.
Right.
And he was just like, I don't know, on this crazed mission, but he was all in like this one sort of like ninja suit.
Do you think there should be more ninjas in rock?
You know what I mean? There are real life ninjas.
Yeah, there are,
I've seen that program about it, and it's absolutely insane.
When you say real life ninjas,
like,
do you mean
these guys that go round,
mad blokes
that dressed as ninjas
stopping fights
in parks?
Most of them live with their nans
and they've never kissed a girl.
Wow, we are really calling out ninjas today, aren't we? This is a brave move. Miles Kane calls out ninjas.
We are the greatest goddamn radio station on the planet.
XFM. There's a goldfish that looks like Hitler.
Wow.
There's a picture of him. He does.
Really?
He does, yeah. He's called George. He's a 5-year-old goldfish who recently developed a black moustache. I suppose, you know, that's kind of like a teenager, isn't it, for in the goldfish world. So he's just developed, he's let that wispy moustache grow.
Bum fluff.
But annoyingly, it's come out like Hitler. His mates are probably going, you got to shave that. He's going, no, it's just my moustache, my look. Anyway, it says the five-year-old pet recently developed a black moustache. And there are other similarities.
Ooh.
Oh, to Hitler. Owner Deborah Cochran of Belfast said, like Hitler, George is vegetarian. He refuses to eat fish food, only vegetables. Ooh. And then, it says at the end of this, he also raises his right fin at people.
No way.
I don't know what they're trying to get past us, the star. Are they trying to convince us that Hitler has been reincarnated as a goldfish in Belfast? It seems unlikely. Also, I mean, if he has been reincarnated, I mean, why has the moustache come through?
Yeah.
You know? Is it anything else? Does this goldfish hold views that he ought not to hold? What's going on? Yeah.
Well,
I think it's just coincidence. That's just me.
We are the greatest goddamn radio station on the planet. XFM.
Your texts have been extraordinary this morning, and I'll tell you for why. Ordinarily, you know, you might get some repetition. Very little repetition. You've all had extraordinarily different ideas. So, with the story of Yvonne the Cow, so prevalent in the newspapers, let's name the film. Appropriate music, isn't it?
Oh.
Appropriate music. Matt, why don't you begin? What do people think the story of Yvonne the Cow should be called?
Here's a good one to get things started from confirmed listener Brad.
Yes.
The Milk Crate Escape.
The Milk Crate Escape.
He says The Great Escape, just in case we weren't sure.
That's good, yeah. Also, because Yvonne obviously escaped, Peter in Forest Hill says, escape from Alcatraz. How about that? Billy and Batsy, Cuddy Shack, Yvonne with the Wind. That's a good one, isn't it? Because she was gone. Jim and Tooting, Last of the Mohicans.
That's a good one.
That's good.
Any Which Way But Moose.
Yeah.
James in Essex.
Yeah.
Moo Lagoon.
Anonymous.
Cow Spotting.
Cow Spotting.
Johnny
says. Very good.
The Good, the Bad and the Udder. Teacher Salino. And quite
very
a few
nice.
Others coming with that one.
Nick says, how's about The Moo Sivon Adventure? It's a bit like the Poseidon Adventure. Works better written down. Beef and Roasting in Las Vegas. James from Bromley, Sound of Music.
Nice.
Bermondsey Rob, how about Grazing Saddles? Very nice.
Very good.
Confirmed listener Joe, what is yours?
How about Dude, Where's My Cow?
Dude, Where's My Cow?
Brilliant.
Ticks all the boxes, doesn't it? Ticks all the boxes.
The other Gareth in Hoddesdon just simply says Raging Bull. I mean, that works.
Yeah, that works.
Alan in Wood Green, Apocalypse Cow.
Apocalypse Cow.
Plumber Gordon, The Last of the Mohicans.
Oh, right, Mohicans, yeah. Confirm listener Fran. I'm a cow. Ivana, get out of here. That'd be good if it was reset in Russia with a Russian cow with a slight accent.
Yeah.
John the Spark, he says, not a film title, but a sentence to go under it. Come in from the cold, Yvonne. You must be Frisian. Very good. We've got a strap line there. Udder and Out, Couch Me If You Can, says Chris. Live and Let Moo, says Sam. How about Sleepless in Sea Cattle, says Tyson from Harlow. What else you got, Matt?
Move Been Framed. Stakeout.
Stakeout!
That's good.
Very good. That's my favourite so far.
Bestie just says The Beef Sham Redemption.
Oh, right. Beef Shank Redemption, maybe? Just, like Shawshank?
Yeah, Shank, maybe. Yeah, that would work better.
Needs a bit of work. Thelma and Mooey's Bavarian Hills Cop, says Billy. Yvonne the Run, says Nick. Nice as well. And what about Darren? What's yours?
How about There's Something About Dairy?
There's Something About Dairy!
Oh, excellent.
Very good. For me, it's between There's Something About Dairy and Steak Out. I love those two.
We are
XFL! Matthew Dyson, it's a pleasure to be with you as always. A pleasure also to be with you, lady and or gentleman, wherever it is you may be, with the XFM Breakfast Show this very morning. Exciting news we brought you yesterday about the Status Quo movie.
Yeah.
I just love it. There's more information on it. It's going to be called Bula Quo! Exclamation mark. Bula being a traditional Fijian greeting.
Oh, right.
They're shooting it out in Fiji. Rick Parfitt and Francis Rossi. It's an action caper.
What?
It's an action caper.
Why is it in Fiji?
I'm not sure.
Something fishy's happening here.
Do you think so?
Yeah, I don't know what it is.
You sniffing out tax breaks?
Yeah.
Or just a jolly? Well, they're backing this up because some people have gone, why? Why are Status Quo releasing their own action
why
caper?
Now?
Why now? Well, of course, it's just 7 short years since one of them appeared in Coronation Street. No, they both appeared in Coronation Street. And so they're riding that wave, the crest of that wave of having appeared in Coronation Street 7 years ago, with the logical next step, which is, of course, the Status Quo movie. It'll be released next year. Some of the comments next to the article, it's great, you know. Ordinarily, you get quite some snarky, vicious comments from, you know, some quite witless or cynical people on all these sort of internet sites. On this one, on the Telegraph, it's mainly just people who are very confused. Yeah. Just kind of going, what? Yeah. Someone just goes, well, it's their money to waste. Someone says, always expect the unexpected with the Quo. Look forward to a pleasant surprise. Someone else just says, the Quo of... been entertaining us forever. Can we have Dirty Water in the film, please, guys? It's your best ever tract. It's not given enough prominence. As if they're going to the Telegraph comments page for ideas. They've already had their ideas.
The Telegraph going big on this story, aren't they?
Yeah. Not as big as we're going to go. This is right up our street.
We've got to be at that premiere.
Yeah.
On the red carpet.
You'll
with
be
Rossi
there.
With Rossi and Parfitt.
You'll be there. Just the three of you.
We are XFM.
You should know the rules by now, Lee. It's all very simple. Are you ready to play Quiz Face?
I'm ready to wing it, so, yeah.
Let's get quizzical.
Quins.
So, Lee, today's Quiz Face is Quins. You will be playing Quiz Face, but at the same time, your quiz twin, or Quinn, will be playing Quins alongside you. Is that clear, first of all, to you, Lee?
Nope, but crack on.
All right. Quizface twin, are you ready?
Yep.
Okay. So it's your job, Lee, to answer alongside your Quinn correctly. A correct answer is worth one puck slapped into the net. That's the sound you want to hear, Lee, okay? That's the sound you want to hear. As always, this, Lee, this is the sound you do not want to hear.
Congratulations.
You do not want to hear that. So... if you're ready, let's play Quins. So, as is traditional, I have a Quinn 2. Please activate my fellow Quinn Master.
Quinn Master.
Nice to see you again, Danny.
Nice to see you, my old enemy.
Yes, I am here to destroy you.
Well, keep it light, if you wouldn't mind. This is,
stole my wife! Leave it. Let's move on, Lee. Lee, are you ready?
Yep,
try one,
Lee.
Quinn, are you ready?
Ready.
Okay, Lee, answer as quickly as possible. You must try and answer at the same time and with the same answer as your Quinn. Let's do question one.
Question one.
Start the timer. Okay, the Proclaimers are famous twins, but can you name one of their hits?
It's
going to
be.
Okay, I'm going to be. What about your Quinn?
Stop the clock!
Okay, stop the clock, everyone. So, Lee, you said gonna be... your Quinn said the best of the Proclaimers, Volume 1. Let's run those through the machine. Let's see if they are the same answer.
No.
No, they are different answers. Let's try question 2, everybody. Start the clock. The film Twins starred Danny DeVito and which other actor? Film Twins, Lee. You're saying Arnold Schwarzenegger. What about your Quinn? Let's find out what your Quinn is going to say.
His twin brother, Andre Schwarzenegger.
Stop the clock, please. You both answered, but were they the same answer? No. Okay, last one. Now, Lee, you both need to get this right to win the tickets. Let's make this even more tense. Quinmaster, the final question. This has to be answered correctly. Let's do this. Complete the well-known phrase. We are
XFM.
Let's see if you're right.
XFM.
They've done it.
Yeah!
Oh! Finally, you've done it.
Back of the net.
Back of the net.
We are.
XFM.
Well, this is pretty good. There's a 14-year-old who's become an internet sensation. He's posted a video of himself voicing a film trailer in the style of that guy, you know, the film guy. In a world. Oh, that nice. Sort of guy. The guy that the sort of guy we use for Snap My Pitch Up and things like that. And now, I can't remember what I sounded like when I was 14. But I imagine I sounded a bit more like this. You know what I mean? A bit higher.
Yeah.
Not massively high, but a bit higher than I currently do. I certainly didn't sound like this.
Hello, my name is Jake. I am 14 years old.
It's just his normal voice.
I'm trying to become a voice actor, and this is my movie trailer guy impression.
In a world where the Earth was no longer in our control.
Wow.
With our survival at stake, we have one chance, and that chance is to fight back. Get ready for the most thrill ride motion picture event of the year. Apocalypse in theaters everywhere Friday.
He's gonna have no problem with girls, is he? he could play truant anytime he wants. Yeah. He just phones up, you know, his own school. Just goes, he's not feeling very well this morning. He's like, fair enough, movie voiceover guy, I believe you.
We are
XFM.
Jamie Winston, she's here. Hello, Jamie.
Hello, good morning.
How are you?
I'm very well, thank you.
Thank you for joining us on the XFM Breakfast Show.
Well, thank you for having me.
You wandered in, and very sweetly, Jamie pointed out that she is currently sporting a skinhead. I'll be honest, we noticed the very second we saw you.
I didn't want you to think I'm having some sort of meltdown.
Well, that was it. That was the awkward moment. We're thinking, is this for a role? Is everything all right with her? Everything all right? But everything is tickety-boo.
Everything's amazing.
In fact, everything is absolutely amazing at the moment. In a week, your brand new film, Elfie Hopkins, comes out. Your dad pops up in it, Ray Winston, of course. In the trailer, there's one moment in the trailer, you know, that jumped out to me. He pops up. He plays Butcher Bryn, doesn't he?
Yes.
And he says this.
What's happening is not this, Al.
What the heck is he saying there? He's one of the best actors in Britain. That's the only thing he says in the trailer. Play it again.
What's happening is not this, Al.
I sharpen his knives, that's all.
I see. Oh, no, okay. I sharpen his knives, that's all. Let's hear it.
What's happening is not this, Al.
All right, fine, now I get it, yeah.
He just likes to do a kind of weird, quirky accent.
I don't. Very enjoyable, very good thing. Shall we play Snap My Pitch Up?
Snap My Pitch Up.
Yes, Jamie. Well, Jamie is nervous about this. The new film opens a week today, Elfie Hopkins.
Yes.
But what's going to happen after?
Who knows?
Could it be one of these, huh? Well, some of these are TV, some of these are online, some of these are movies. Some set in America, some set in Britain.
Okay.
It's up to you to decide which you want. Matt, why don't you start?
Jamie Winstone swims home. Jamie races different fish home from their feeding places to their breeding grounds, taking in the sights on the way. That's from Stuart in Brighton. What do you say?
Well, yeah, are you in? It's quite a clever one.
Yeah, anything with fish in the title or
no.
It's a no.
Is that your rule?
Yeah.
Anything with fish in the title.
It's an unusual career choice, isn't it? With their age, just get anything with fish in the title, just
no
pass
fish
on,
here.
Please.
Forget it.
Yeah, no fish. No. Salmon fishing in the Yemen, Jamie? No.
Apparently it's really good, though.
Apparently it is. What, despite having fish in the title? What an unusual career choice that is. What about Jamie Winston hiding in Kingston? Is it Kingston, Jamaica or Kingston in London? Or Jamie Winston living like a Flintstone, where everything she uses now needs to be made from rock. Can she survive? Both those from Peter.
No, that would be extremely controversial, the second one. But I quite like the first one.
You like the first one where you hide in Kingston?
Yeah, I quite like that one. I'm
okay,
into that, yeah.
For budgetary reasons, I should warn you, it will be Kingston, London.
Yeah, amazing.
Very little mystery
to
it.
We love Kingston. Big up Kingston.
Chorizo Pete says, what about Jamie Chin Cone? We place various cone-shaped objects against Jamie Winston's chin. No rules, no prize. Just a cone on chin frenzy.
What, as in like, as in cone headsy?
I don't know what that means.
Well, then it's a no.
No, fair enough. It's a big cross against that one.
That was my favourite one. Yeah, Alan the Cabby, Jamie and the Magic Porch.
Oh,
Jamie Winston travels through time and space by stepping into her front porch.
Yes.
In a magical show.
She's in. She's in for that one. Anything with a magic porch. Dave, you've got one there.
Yes, well, this was mine, actually.
Oh, yes.
What about Jamie Winstoner?
Oh.
Now, this is set in America.
Yeah.
Jamie is challenged to print using an HP DeskJet ink cartridge printer as many documents as as she can in an hour. The more she prints, the more toner she wins for the audience members.
That's like The Amazing Race, but just purely printer. Why is it set in America out of interest?
Because they call it toner. We don't really call it toner over here, do we?
That's literally the only reason.
Yeah, that's the only reason.
Brilliant.
Does that justify it?
How about Jamie Winston randomly chins someone in this Jackass-style show? Jamie sneaks up on complete strangers and clocks them while shouting some cockney rhyming slang. For example, apples and pears. Wallop. That's Charlie and Sheen.
Slightly stereotyped, but...
Play up to it. It's fine. You want to finish there, Matt?
Yeah, just a simple one here. Yeah. Jamie on stone. It's like dancing on ice, but stiller and less exciting.
Right.
You're just standing on a rock.
Standing on a rock. For, I see this as a 30-part series.
Yeah. No more rocks.
No?
No to fish, no to rocks. She's been quite clear. But yes to Jamie and the Magic Porch. Excellent work. That'll be coming out soon. Jamie Winston, everybody!
Thank you.
XFM. Matt was behaving very oddly yesterday. You know, right after the show? You don't know this, Dave. As I was leaving, he was just hanging around with another newsreader. Yeah.
Oh.
On a floor he ought not to have been on. near some windows, right, where no one could hear them talking. And it was like spies. It was like two spies meeting somewhere and chatting.
I remember the newsreader coming into the studio yesterday saying, I've got to talk to you later.
Yes.
And that was it, but he wouldn't reveal any more within the studio, would he?
No, and then they went downstairs, all the way downstairs and had the secret meeting.
We were just looking at the fountains, the new fountains.
new fountains are amazing, aren't they?
They are, but you're...
The fountains of Bellagio in Las Vegas.
I sense you're moving the conversation on.
And they are amazing fountains.
So you're saying that the other newsreader, the rival newsreader, came into the studio and said, I've got to talk to you later. And it was to show you some fountains. And he was.
No, we had just.
What is he, a fountain fan?
We just had a general catch up, went down there for a little coffee and that, you know.
And just stood near some fountains.
Stood around by the reception.
Suspicious. Unsettling. You're up to something. I know when you're up to something and you're up to something.
I'm not.
You guys are planning some kind of news revolution, aren't you?
We are the greatest goddamn radio station on the planet. XFM.
Hi, Frank. It's Dave again. You didn't call back. When I called you twice during your gig, the signal was quite bad, so maybe you weren't getting the messages. That's fine. Anyway, I've just left the arena. I know there's a couple of pubs just round the corner, so give me a call back. Maybe we could go and celebrate. Would be brilliant to catch up, or even just meet for the first time. So, like I say, yeah, I'm just leaving now, so if you could call me back before I get on the tube, that'd be great, so we could go for that drink that I chatted about. Cheers, Frank. Thanks a lot, buddy. Cheers, pal. Thanks, mate. Cheers, mate. Bye.
XFM. One of the great pleasures of this important broadcast is the fact that we can have people on the show that we just love, right? And here's one of them. Stuart Francis is here.
I love him. I have that in common with you.
he loves himself. We love him. Stuart Francis, top comic. You'll be familiar with him from Live at the Apollo, Michael McIntyre's Comedy Roadshow, all those types of
Cracker things. Jack.
Cracker Jack.
Ooh, I could crush a grape. That's me.
He's saying it before you all text in and say it. I imagine that must follow you around, Stuart Francis.
A wee bit. Just a tad. But now he's getting it. You know, there's a Canadian... I've heard it. And you'll be working in Tesco or wherever he's working. He'll be miserable.
When you first started gigging over here and coming over here and being on our TV shows, what was the first moment you realised there was an 80s icon who shared your name?
Immediately.
Yeah.
Before I even became a comedian over here, my uncle, like all my family are over in the UK, and my uncle up in Scotland told me, by the way, you might want to change your name. I was going to change it actually to Stuart Lee, because my mother's maiden name is Lees.
Yeah.
And I thought Stuart Lee, or Lees, but that would have been a mistake.
That would have been a mistake. Stuart Little, another mistake.
Stuart Little, yes.
Stuart King of the Scots.
This could kick off.
It could kick off.
Danny Wallace, they could have called me. Yeah. That would have been horrible.
It would have been, yeah. Welcome to the, although, there is another Danny Wallace, and at school, they used to say to me, the kids, they go, oh, Danny Wallace, the footballer, is he your brother? Despite the fact he's considerably older than me, he's black, and he's also called Danny Wallace.
Was he not?
You haven't answered
the question.
No, I haven't. I will never answer.
But George Foreman, he's got 18 boys, and they're all George Foreman.
Well, that's a good system.
Yeah.
If you're going to have 18 of them, call them all the same.
There you go.
Stuart,
yes.
It's great to have you in the country as as always.
Yes. I live here now.
Do you live here now?
I do. I've been here for 6 years. Read your research.
No, you don't. Well, all right. Well,
I told you this before we came on air.
Stuart, it's great to have you in the country for the last 6 years.
Thank you.
You know, one of my favorite comedians, you've got an incredible hit rate with your jokes.
Oh, thank you.
Just one of your sets is like another comic's best of.
Exactly.
And you're going up and down the country on this extraordinarily long tour.
Yes.
Looking forward to it?
Very much so.
I mean, it's lovely. Here's a quote from you talking about your performance.
Yes.
Is it weird me saying it, or do you want to say it?
No, you say it.
Well, this is just a lovely quote. I'd like to dedicate my performance to my father, who was a roofer. So, Dad, if you're up there.
Nice.
Huh? An example. Now, imagine that, but 30 times better. That's what you get.
30?
Yeah, that's what you get with a Stuart.
No, that was
Fasting.
Great. That was perfect.
So, your new tour, Outstanding in His Field. See, yes. And there's a picture of you, and you're out.
What am I doing?
Standing in a field.
See what I did?
Very good.
Some people won't. My last tour was Tour de Francis. I went to one little theater, yeah. And it said Stuart Francis in Tour de France. And whoever put that poster together is probably thinking, boy, you really missed a trick here. How's that?
Yeah. Exactly. I can't wait. I'm going to come and see it. I've seen you quite a few times. You were at one point. It was a Ricky Gervais gig, and you came out. And, yep. And
I didn't just come out. I was hired to come. I just wandered on stage. Yeah, Ricky, let me do this.
No, you're very much part of the show. Yes. You weren't slightly off your head audience member.
Well, I was off my head. I was hired to be.
You go, like I say, up and down the country. Anyway, you're not looking forward to performing.
No. How horrible good. Would that? No. Everywhere, honestly, I'm really going to embrace this, and I'm so grateful for the experience, and it will show.
And give us a flavour. I mean, I know it's difficult with your kind of act to describe what you talk about in the show, because you talk about everything.
Yeah, there's no theme.
No.
Absolutely. I'm all over the show, and that's the beauty of one-liners. If I forget to do it where I think I should put it, then if I remember it later in the show, I can pop it in there, and it doesn't have to make sense.
So yeah,
it just
exactly.
can come out of nowhere.
What's the worst joke you've ever written?
Worst joke I've ever written?
Worst one that you're kind of going, why did I do it? Why did I say that?
There's
loud?
So many that are just, oh, like I groan.
Really?
Yeah, no, I can't do that. I'll sell it to no one.
No. Yeah, exactly.
No.
Who are you a fan of in terms of comedy?
You.
Like, no. Like, you know.
You.
Stuart
I love
Leeds.
Lee Mack. Absolutely hard to not love that man.
On this show just last week, yeah.
No.
A lovable.
Did he sit here?
He didn't. He sat over there.
Oh, why would you do that?
Yeah.
You could have said. You could have lied. Never meet your heroes.
Yeah. Stuart, it's been, as always, a great pleasure.
It's the first time, by the way.
I know. I was going to say to just listen to your voice and things like that.
Thank you. I like it too.
What's been marvellous as well is the fact that you've said some quite obscure things while we've been playing records.
Yes.
And yet Matt has had a weird fact about each one of them.
Yes.
You're talking about some weird, some kind of Toronto-based baseball team, and Matt came out with all sorts of stuff.
I don't know where this all come from.
You mentioned Musselburgh, where you live, and Matt was like, oh, it's got a great restaurant, Italian restaurant, Lucas.
Ice cream, Lucas, ice cream, yeah.
Conversation. We bonded.
Seems like
falling in love.
Like you're
that's
the same
what we're
man.
Doing.
Stuart, come up with any topic, and let's see if Matt can cope.
Pygmies,
what you got?
A very small native people.
Wow, it's unbelievable. The depth of knowledge that Matt's got, it's incredible. How does he
that's
do
exactly
it?
That's exactly what they are.
Yes!
We are...
Today, Matthew Dyson's going to have his picture taken. This is big news in the Dyson household. How have you been preparing for this?
Trying to think of stances. New stances.
New stances.
I had a couple did a few years ago, and I just looked like an idiot.
Really?
Yeah, so I don't know how to stand in front of
it. You don't know how to stand? You fall to
get
pieces, you get nervous.
Yeah.
I do that sometimes, yeah. This is all because the radio station for which I work, in fact, the whole company, they it's like school photo day. They've rented some studio. You're going to make your own. You're going to traipse all the way out to East London.
Yeah.
Turn up at this like industrial estate.
Nowhere near any tube link whatsoever.
Nowhere near anything. I've never seen anything like it. And you get under some arches.
Yeah.
And you walk in where a disinterested man named Kevin takes your picture for 5 minutes.
Had yours done.
I did mine yesterday.
And Baby Dave both went.
Yeah, not together. I mean, it was separate photographs.
Okay, yeah.
You don't want to make you feel like you're on your own there. I had my photos taken. Boom, in out. Dave?
I took a while.
Right.
But I thought...
Why?
I don't know. I thought everyone was there for roughly half an hour. It turns out you were in and out in 8 minutes.
Eight in and out in eight. That's my motto.
They had me doing all... They had me doing all sorts of poses.
Yeah. What?
Yeah.
I did my own poses. I brought my own poses to the table. Why were they making you do poses?
Kevin was telling me what to do.
Kevin seemed not to care about me and my poses.
No, he was asking me to do a lot. One of my poses with both hands behind my head.
No,
as if I'm relaxing.
You're not Dr. Fox. The two-handed, what, interlinked hands behind, as if you're relaxing on a pillow?
Yeah, but stood up.
Stood up?
Yeah.
Stood up? No one stands like that.
Did you have to do one where you faced the back to the camera and then looked over your shoulder?
Oh, yeah. Coquettish.
Yeah.
Coquettish over-the-shoulder look?
Yeah.
No, of course I didn't.
Well, Kevin made
me
do that as well.
I'm a man in my 30s. I'm not out of page three or something. This is like,
no.
Did he make you come up with some news in briefs as well? What an extraordinary thing. So I imagine it'll say next to it, Dave, 27, from Stockport.
But I've got no power over which one actually gets used, so one of these could actually be on the website.
Right, I have a say over my... Oh, Matt, so you could have the coquettish half turn.
Yeah.
With dungarees half down and a lollipop in your mouth. They'll CGI that in afterwards, whatever it is, Photoshop it. But Matt, what are you going to do? I mean, you're nervous about your stances.
Heaven knows. I mean, I saw one
hands
guy...
Hands on hips, one
I
hand
saw
on one
hip. Guy do it a couple of years ago. He just did a double point at the camera.
The double point.
Cheesy style.
That's very PJ and Duncan,
double
isn't it?
Point camera. Oh. Yeah, that's very 90s, though, isn't
very
it?
Very 90s. the baseball cap was reversed. Something
yeah.
Like that.
Yeah, yeah.
They might make you sit on a chair, but very cleverly have the chair backwards.
Your legs oh, yes, nice, yeah.
Straddling the chair.
Well, I'd just be naked. Like,
we're going to look like a bunch of oddballs and misfits. You got me in the middle. I'll put me in the middle there. Matt will be, like, turning around on a chair. Lollipop Muggins, his nibs over here. Yeah. Just with his coquettish shaft turn. Well, perhaps we need, you know, because some people have their look, don't they? I had to do this thing once where I turned up and there were a lot of photographers there and they all started taking the picture. Not that this happens ordinarily, it just sort of happened this one time. And I forgot how to smile. Mm. And usually I have my go-to look, yeah? I pull out the bag. It's a banker. I've got that. People do it in wedding photos. You know, you always see it. Victoria Beckham, she's got her look, hasn't she? That kind of pout that she does.
Big Angelina Jolie's leg sticking out. That's another example.
She's gone for the leg.
Yeah, she's just the leg.
Maybe that's what you do.
Maybe that's what I should do. Roll the trouser up.
We could just, like, you know, slice your jeans open there with a pair of scissors, pair of medical scissors. We are... Good morning, you are the XFM Breakfast Show. My name's Danny Wallace. I've never ever said good morning like that in my life before. It kind of went into that Robin Williams sort of DJ star thing. It will never happen again, Matt Dyson.
No, good.
Annoyingly, it happened in the company of one of our favourite people here on the XFM Breakfast Show. It's Rich Vulture!
I'm Rich Vulture in the flesh!
Here it is. He's here, kids.
Megan eating flesh!
You're a very familiar voice on XFM, having provided us with hours of content and strange things. The great thing about Riches, you couldn't just say welcome to XFM and he will come in with some kind of jingle. Try it, Matt.
Welcome to XFM.
The place where nobody sweats.
See?
Yeah. Coming up, Matt Dyson's weather report.
And a field of glue.
All here. And then, annoyingly, we have to then follow up by actually getting involved with the field of glue and making good on all the promises.
You know, I get stopped on the street because I look homeless. But they also say, I hear you all the time on
really?
XFM. Really? Yeah.
How nice. That's very good. Well, we're pleased to be involved.
And say hi to Danny for me.
Yeah, so, they don't say that.
No, they don't.
Rich, you've got a new show. It started last night at the Soho Theatre here in London. What is it called?
Yes, it's called Rich Vulture's Guide to the US Election.
Rich, it sounds terrible.
Don't start to fall asleep. But I'm just trying to tell you...
It's good to have a snappy title, isn't it? Good to have a snappy title. Really suck people in.
What should I have called it? This is my other title.
Rich Vulture's Election Sex.
Oh, that's good. This is what I wanted to call it. Let's get political. And then I play Let's Get Physical.
Oh, clever.
Let's get political. Political.
Political.
And you ride in on a white horse with an American flag behind you. That's what I've heard.
And what's wrong with that?
Nothing's wrong with that. I think you should be encouraged. So it's your guide to the US election.
It's for the UK audience. There's so much that goes on in the election. It's like a 2-year process over here.
So it started last night.
Great show.
Yeah.
Beautiful crowd.
Yeah.
Thursday, Friday, and Saturday.
Okay, and it's at 9:45, is it?
And tonight we've got Chris O'Dowd.
Chris O'Dowd from the IT Crowd and Bridesmaids.
Really? I've never heard of him. Oh, okay, that's good to know.
Yeah, yeah, okay, yeah, you might want to write these down. Who, else, who else you got? Who else you got coming up?
Oh, we've got Hadley Freeman. She's a columnist for The Guardian.
For The Guardian, of course, yeah.
And Tony Law, great comic.
Canadian comic, great. He's just finished doing a residency at the Soho Theatre, hasn't he?
Yes, and I think he's about to do another one.
Another one as well?
Yeah.
So, great guests. You'll be discussing the US elections.
And it'll be fun. It's loose, it's carefree, an audience can ask questions.
What he means is he hasn't scripted it.
Right.
It's loose, it's carefree,
you know me so well.
It's like
Danny.
When a new sitcom comes out, everyone goes, it's more of a comedy drama, really.
Yeah, it's a it's a loose script.
It's
format.
Loose, it's improv. Are you going to say there are surprise guests as well, meaning you haven't booked everyone?
No, on Saturday, it's definitely going to be a surprise guest. But okay. It'll be good.
It'll be fantastic. It always is with Rich Fulcher. Rich Fulcher's guide to the US elections tonight, tomorrow night, Saturday night, the Soho Theatre, 9:45. Coming up, more great music
and pomegranate love beads.
Rich Fulcher! We are... Can it be any coincidence, Dave? And I mean, you know, there are only so many ideas in the world, but isn't it annoying when you meet someone and then they start doing exactly what you're doing? And I'm referring, of course, to Sir Paul McCartney. I met Macca the other day. What happened there?
It's like I need to spit some coffee out.
That was great. That's our first spit on the show. Macca. So we meet him. We rock up to the Royal Albert Hall, don't we? And we're talking about the show. Oh, we're good. Yeah, it sounds good what you guys are doing. Oh, well, thanks, Macca. Yeah, cheers. And then he asks us a bit about the things and we tell him what we're up to and he's all like, oh, yeah, good idea and all that. Cut to this morning. What's the thing you just showed us with Macca?
It's a two-year-old boy with Macca in Uruguay.
Where's he get his ideas from? Mm-hmm. Yeah. So he's doing early learning excellence,
doesn't
pretty
he? Pretty much is, yeah, during his live shows.
Just him. He's even got, he was like, oh, how old's your son? I went, two. How old's that kid in that photo?
He's two.
He's even, you know, it's a format rip-off, Macca. So let's do early learning excellence.
We are XFM.
It's been tainted now. Been tainted. So, my infant son, Macca.
The original.
It's like a tribute. It's like a tribute band. My infant son is a terrific fan of XFM and the playlist, and he'll often sing the songs. And so I sit down with him and I record some of the stuff. And last night, he was in a certain mood to sing certain songs. So we recorded them, right? We went for it. He was bellowing in this one at certain moments. It's his own unique take on an indie classic. But what is that indie classic? Your job is to guess.
Get back down. Bring it back now to love. Well, so Bobby, tell me you had a boyfriend who like a girlfriend. Brother had February of last year. It's not her answer. I got
Oh, come on.
Wow.
Come on. Oh. My infant son, everybody. Stick that in your pipe, Macca. We've got a confirmed listener on the line. Confirmed listener Max, are you there?
Yes, I am.
What was that? Yes, I am. What was he quoting, Max?
He was singing The Killers, Somebody Told Me.
You're saying The Killers, Somebody Told Me. Let's find out.
Bring it back down. Bring it back now.
There you go. Standing in the studio for my infant son. Well done if he's listening. And if not, I don't know what else he listens to. We mentioned this earlier. Tim Minchin, great friend of the show, fantastic guy. Has done so well with the Olivier Awards.
Yeah,
he was last in on the day the Olivier nominations were going to be announced for the musical Matilda.
Oh yeah, he was.
Yeah, he wrote all the music. We all went to see it. You loved it, Dave. I loved it. The little girl who plays Matilda, she's been nominated for Best Actress, the youngest ever nominee, and she's fantastic in it. The musical itself is up for Best New Musical. It's a big, you know, I think it's broken all records. 7 Olivier nominations out of the 10 that it was nominated for. That's big. But when Tim was in last, you know, I wanted to prepare him. I wanted to make sure that if he didn't get the nominations, he'd come out fighting. And if he did, he showed the respect that the Olivier nominations
deserve. Here's what he said.
Okay, winning first. We're just so grateful to be nominated. You know, any recognition is fantastic, yeah. And just getting this far is more than I could have dreamed of.
Brilliant. We can use that for any nominations, can't we? And now can we do something along the lines of... I think that judging art is fundamentally wrong and awards are divisive.
So if we don't get nominated, it's more...
A scathing attack on the world of awards.
Yeah, the thing is with awards is they don't really matter because they're not the people. And what I care about is entertaining the people. I mean, who cares what a whole lot of highfalutin snobs think about my art that I've spent my life creating with my soul.
Good.
Thanks.
In your face, Olivier.
In words, I imagine he will come to regret, but words nevertheless that we're here on the XFM Breakfast Show.
XFM. We can look back now at the last 3.5 hours of important broadcasting and consider what we've learnt. I wonder what Matt's learnt. Tell me, please.
Well, I really feel like I've bonded with the guests off-air recently in the studio.
Oh, yeah.
Sharing some great chats with Stuart Francis earlier about Canadian baseball and the beaches of Scotland's east coast.
Yeah, in Musselburgh.
Yeah, it comes after I stroked Jamie Winston's newly shaven head last
week. That was odd.
and she gave me a little pinch on the arm as she left. I don't know if you noticed that.
I noticed.
And get me plea, if ever there was one.
Is that right? Yeah. What, her you stroking her head?
No, her...
I see what you mean. New nicknames which failed to catch on during today's important broadcast were Muggins, His Nibs and The Other One, which is a shame, meaning they now join Jock Handler, Button Rider, Sports Badger, Carvo, Warrior of Norway, Pipsqueak, Ninny Boots, Fippy's Whipsnade Hat Bang, and Kevin in the dust cart of on-air nicknames. One that will never go away is Baby Dave, and Baby Dave also, revealed he was a bit of a Turner stalker.
Frank, it's Dave. I'm at home now, I'm in bed. Maybe you didn't have your phone on you, so that, which is absolutely fine, but you could have dropped me a text or let me know that you weren't going to have your phone on you. Don't worry, though, it's fine, absolutely fine. We'll catch up another time. Okay. Cheers. Send my love to the family, thanks.
the disappointment. We are...
Yeah, I got so annoyed with him there, you know.
On your right hand.
What were you annoyed at?
They had all the microphones over his side.
Yeah.
And I was like, what's that about?
Yeah.
So I moved them over here.
You're not exactly Seinfeld, are you? That was podcast number 38 from the XFM Breakfast Show with me, Danny Wallace. listen live every day from 6:30 on 104.9 FM on DAB or I don't know, around your nans. We'll be back next week. Bye bye. Yes, we are XFM. Danny Wallace.